Beis Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shlish, the third chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Avodah Lo Zarah Mourning, and Sefer Shevet, Book of Judges, which in this Perek segues from the previous Perek regarding, as it applies to laws of mourning, which obviously part of that is also burying the dead, which that gets complicated regarding Kohanim and Nalan making themselves tummy. So this Perek discusses regarding the prohibition of a Kohen making himself tummy, which obviously there are certain exceptions for this seven close relatives, where then he is mitame, which goes into his obligation of mourning over them. As Rambam begins halacha off regarding to whom is a kohen mitame? Who does he make himself tummy to? So kol kohen shenit lemes, any kohen, if he makes himself tummy to a dead person, chutz mishish meisam amfarash matar, except for the six dead that are explicit in the Torah, which he has a mitzvah to make himself tummy to, oy ishta, which that's the seventh one, or his wife, if he's mitame to anyone else, be'edim with witnesses, vasra, and he was warned, how is it like it gets lashed, shenom, like says in the Torah, in the yikra, l'nefesh, le'itam ba'amav, to a soul, he's not making himself tummy amongst his people. Now, v'echad anageir b'mes, whether he touches a dead person, oy amal, or he leans over, oy hanoisei, or he carries, and v'echad ames, whether it's a dead person itself, v'echad shahar tumas, ha'parishas ames, whether one of the other sources of tumah that emanates or separates from a dead person, like the blood. Shalom says in the pasuk, "Lenefesh leitame ba'amav." To a soul, he's not making himself tummy amongst his people. Ukvar perashnu melchus tamas meis. We already explained the laws of the impurity of a dead person in the second parak. Kol dvarim, all the things amatamen menames that contaminate from a dead person, menatoyo im in the brain from biblical or from rabbinic law. Halacha beis. Chenim noga koin bekever. So if a koin touches a grave, like he gets lashes, and that's specifically touching. Av negeyahu babagodim shenaga b'mes. But he's allowed to touch garments that touch the dead person. Although that's going to make him tummy for 7 days, but still, since a nazir would not have to cut off his hair that he grew, the kohen would not have to go ahead and have this halacha of these malkas if he made himself tummy, although he actually would become tummy for 7 days. Halacha gimel. If he goes into an oil, into a room, into a house, that's tummy. That tummy had been in there, look, he gets lashes. And that's Alpha Pisha Asma Shal Tumma B'Vayasachla, even though right now the actual Tumma is in some other house, some other room, because the oil already became Tummy, the room became Tummy, it does not become tar until you spray on it from the ashes of the Paraduma, and therefore that would contaminate the Kayin who's going in, and he gets lashes. Now, Kvabian already explained the laws of Tumma's Mes, Perkei Alochid Beis, Kola Oilim, regarding all these laws of oil, of a room, of a tent, Shatakonis Lema Tumma, that about Tumma coming into them, Uchitates Mem, or that will leave from them, meaning that oil that's not tummy because the tumma that had been inside of it, meaning the moment the tumma goes out, the oil is not going to have a tumma from what was in there originally. And v'din haschachas ha'prayis regarding hangovers and protrusions. We're going to all things that bring tumma, where if let's say if it leans over that protrusion or anything like that, has a oil over tumma and a person or vessels, so the person or the vessels are going to become tumma even though they didn't touch it simply because they're under the same overhang. Or v'chaitzim b'fnei tumah, the things that separate from tumah. Let's say there's tumah beneath them, and you have a person or vessel on top, and you have this thing that's separating will save them from tumah. And we discussed it all over there in the laws of tumah's mess. Now, we also say b'ezmem din Torah, b'ezmem midivreim, what's from biblical law, what's from rabbinic law, hakol, b'elchus tumah's mess, everything is there in the laws of the ritual impurity of a dead person in the first parak halacha yud gimel. And v'sham b'arun, they were also explained, she'ain goyim mitam b'oil. A non-Jew does not contaminate by being in the same room. Therefore, their graves are tahar because the grave is only mitame from being mahal by leaning over the dead person. He's not touching, he's not carrying, he's 6 feet under, like they say. So it would only be from oil, and there's no tumas oil by a non-Jew. And therefore, their graves are tahar. And the mutla kain likanis lishon. Therefore, a kain is allowed to walk over there in that cemetery, but lidra kibir semit to step over their graves. It's not prohibited. Only if you're going to touch the ritual impurity of the dead non-Jew, or he's going to carry it. Like we explained over there in Hilchos Mes, Perek Alav Alochiyud Beis. Halacha Dalt. If a coin goes into the room of where a dead person is, or the basic verse, or into a cemetery, Bishkaga by mistake. Now, after he found out, they warned him, say, hey, you're not supposed to be over here. If he jumps and he gets out, so Patsy is exempt because when he found out, he left right away. But if he stayed there the amount of time that he could bow down, I mean, he delayed for that amount of time. Like we explained in the context of the laws of Tumah as applies to Beis Hamikdash and Hilchos Beis Hamikdash in the third parak halacha Chav Gimel, he's lucky then he's going to get lashes for that delay. Now, Nichnas V'yatza, let's say he went into the cemetery, went out. Then again, he came back in and went back out. If they warn him every single time, say, hey, you're not allowed to go in, and he goes in, Look, I'll call Knesset of Knesset. He's going to get lashes for every single time, and a separate set of lashes of 39 for every time he went in. So that he touched a dead person. When they warned him, and then he separated. And again he went and touched. When they warned him, for the maypam even 100 times. Loika kolachas v'achas is going to get lashed every single time. Now let's say, however, he negabel a pedish. Let's say he touched the dead person and he wasn't separating himself. I show you imi b'vesek kvaras. Or let's say he was standing there in the cemetery, but noga b'mes machem, he was touching other dead people, but he never left. Even though they warned him many times, only going to get one set of lashes. Because he's in the state of desecration as long as he doesn't leave or separate. So you can't warn him again. It's not a new violation until he goes out or separates and then comes back again. If someone makes a kohen tame, so if they're both deliberately committing the sin together, the kohen who's becoming tame and the one who's helping him. So the coin gets lashes, and for making himself tummy, and the one who's making him tummy, he violates what it says in the Yikra, but lifting the evil, he's sitting in front of a blind person, you shouldn't put a stumbling block, but you don't get lashes, because this negative prohibition includes many different things, and that's what's called a lav shebachlol, it's a generic lav that one does not get lashes for. But if the coin was in error, he didn't realize, but the one who was making him tummy was doing it deliberately, and in this situation, the one who made him tummy is going to get lashed because the pasuk says lo yitame, he should not make himself tummy. But you could read it lo yitame, you shouldn't make the kohen tummy. So here, where the guy deliberately is making his friend tummy, and the kohen is not, so then we're going to translate not as lo yitame, but actually as lo yitame, and therefore he's going to get lashes. Lachavav continues regarding to whom is a kohen gadol mitame. So kohen gadol in mitame lekrev, the high priest does not make himself tummy to relatives. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Lo'av v'le'ima lo yitame." His father and his mother, he does not make himself tame. V'chein so to in the nichnas imames ba'oyel afel krevim, he does not go into the room with the dead person, even if it's his relatives. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Bal kol nafshes meis lo yavei," that for all lives of dead people, he should not enter into the room. So almatir, what the teaches you is shuchai b'lo yavei, the two different psukim, one is lo yavei, not to enter into the room, and v'chai b'lo yitame, also he's liable for not making himself a tame. So ketzah, what does that mean? So noga einasa, if he touched the dead person or he carried, even if his relative lokachas gets one set of lashes, that's lo yitama. Nichnas l'oil, if he goes into the room, v'yashav sham, he sits over there at shemesa levames until the dead person dies. Oish nichnas l'shid the teva meidol, let's say he goes into some type of box or closet or tower. Ubocha veidav farah lav gaga shida, and then his friend comes and uncovers the roof of this box. Where shari tuma biyabon keached. Now actually the tuma. Well, since he was in a different area by being in the box, he was tar. But now the tumah and the entry is happening at the same time. There's a lichus time. He's going to get two sets of lashes. Mishum leyavei because of entering, because now he's entering into that room by his room being demolished. Umishum leyitama, and also for the iser of becoming tameh, which obviously is tumah that he's also assisting a little bit in removing of that roof of that closet. And they warned him not to remove it. Therefore, he's going to get lashes. But again, both he's going to get for leyitama and for leyavei. Halacha zayin. Now, nitma mikaydim. Let's say he had already been tummy. Then he goes into the room where the dead person is. If they warn him, like avalabia. So again, even though he has already lo yitama, he's going to get a separate set of lashes for entering into the room of where a dead person is. Halacha ches continues regarding what a dispensation is for a kohen being tummy himself regarding a meis mitzvah. Kohen shapaga b'meis mitzvah derech. If a kohen encounters a person that it's a mitzvah for anyone to bury, and he encounters this dead person on the road, harizim atamaloi. He actually will make himself tamitim. I feel like even the high priest, chayav l'tamloi will cover. He has to make himself tamitim and to bury him. Now, be'ezeo mitzvah, what's considered as a mitzvah that everyone has to bury him? It's echad mi'israel. So if there's any Jewish person, shoy mushlach baderech, that was laying there on the road, bein l'kerbim, there was no one to bury him. Dav is halacha mipi ha-kabbalah, this is halacha from tradition that everyone has, even the kohen gadol, the mitzvah to bury him. Now, be'medrim, when we say this, k'shoy ha-kohen levadei, when the kohen was alone, be'in yimayach, there's no one else with him. If he's going to call out there on the road, be'in lo'in, there's no one that's going to respond. But if he would call out, others would hear and come. That's not considered a mes mitzvah. Rather, he calls others and they come and engage, but he is a kohen gadol. He's not supposed to make himself a tummy or even a kohen to the mes mitzvah. Let's say there were two people, a kohen and a nazir, who also has the prohibition of making himself a tummy to mes, were going on the road and they encounter some dead person laying over there. So the nazir, the one who has the vow not to cut his hair, not to make himself a tummy, he should engage himself with the dead person. The reason is, his sanctity that he has of not being metamed lamesim is not an eternal sanctity. It's only for 30 days or however long he took his nazirus for. And therefore, should not make the kain tame, even though he's a simple kain, but his kedusha is eternal. Let's say the high priest and the regular kain, so the regular kain makes himself tame. And the reason is because whoever is before his friend in the elevated status of kedusha, Misachah Batume is the one that's later to go ahead and make himself tummy. Now Uskan, the deputy Kohen Gadol, who is in case the Kohen Gadol passes away, he takes over. Imeshoch Machama, who is also on some level like a Kohen Gadol because he's anointed for in charge of the Jews who are soldiers fighting in the war. If Shepagav Mes Mitzvah, if they encounter Mes Mitzvah, Yitam Meshoch Machama. So the one anointed for the war makes himself tummy, Ba'al Yitam Uskan, and not the Iskan because he's fit to do that by Yom Kippurim. Meshoch Machama, his primary appointment is only for war, and therefore he's lower than the Iskan. Halacha Yud, another exception to the Kayin being Metame Tames, just like Mes Mitzvah, is that of the Nasi. Nasi Shemes, if the head of the Sanhedrin, the leader of the Jewish people, if he passes away, Hakol Metame Le, everyone makes himself Metame Tim, Afil Kayanim, even Kayanim. Asu Ke Mes Mitzvah Kol, because the rabbis made him like a Mes Mitzvah for everyone, Neshakol Chayiv Mechavadi, because everyone has an obligation to honor him, V'chein Hakol Oinu Lov, everyone has to conduct himself as an Oinin, meaning on the day that he dies until he's buried, no one's supposed to eat meat, no one's supposed to drink wine. Now, Halacha Yud Aleph continues with two exceptions to the laws of Kahanim being Metame, that the Nala being Metame. B'noi Saharan, the females of the daughters of Aaron, Lo Huzer Al Tomas Mes, they are not forewarned regarding becoming Tame to a dead person. Shlemek says in the Pasuk, Emor Al Kahanim, say to the Kahanim, B'nei Aaron, the sons of Aaron, V'lo B'noi Saharan, not the daughters of Aaron. And Mechen HaChalolim, so too a Chalol, which is someone that's born from a prohibited union, like a Grusha, a divorcee to a Kayin, Mutar Litami, they're also allowed to make themselves Tami Tomes, Kishnam, it's in the Pasuk. B'nei Aaron, the sons of Aaron, means Achiyubi Kuhun until they're in their state of Kuhuna. But Chalal is desecrated from his Kuhuna, there he does not have the prohibition. Another exception, Alochid Beis, is a Kohen Katan, a minor Kohen. Hareha Gedoyle Musam Shalit Tamu. So, the adult Kohen, they're forewarned not to make him Tame, it says Emma Vamarta, that we are told to tell them that the Gedolim have to warn the Katanim not to make themselves Tame. Now, if let's say the child's come and make himself tummy on his own, in bezdim tzumin lav frishay, the courts don't, the rabbis, others don't have to separate him from this tummy that he's making himself tummy. But his father has to train him, like we have in many mitzvahs in mitzvah chinuch. The father has to train his minor son kohen in the halachas of sanctity not to make himself tummy. Lachid Gimel continues regarding the obligation to protect oneself from tuma from rabbinic law. Meis, a dead person teifes arba amishaloi. Lutuma takes a hold of the perimeter of four amas around him for the laws of Tuma, rabbinically, so that people don't get accustomed, those that eat taras, to come too close, and they're going to think that they didn't lean over, and maybe they really did, and they didn't realize. So an area of Dalar Amas is forbidden to go near the mess. And the Chalkoin, Shenichlis Techa Ba'amas, any kind that goes within Dalar Amas, Makanus and Makanus Maravdis, we give him rabbinic lashes. They go into an area called the Beis HaPras, which is an area where there was a field that there was a grave over that was plowed over, and now the bones got lost over here in the dust, in the dirt. Now we consider it rabbinically as tumah for 100 amos around the area of the grave, because maybe the bone rolled over there the size of a barley corn through the plowing. Or let's say it goes out of Eretz Yisrael, where the rabbis decreed tumah on the ground and on the airspace of out of Eretz Yisrael. Or became tummy from a mixture of blood, which is that blood flowed from the dead person, a sum of the revius, which is the amount of tum of dam when he was still alive, which is not metame, and the rest came after he's dead. Or the grail is a large stone which you close the opening of the grave on the top, and the daifik are the two stones that are large ones from either side, where this grail leans on them. And the reason why it's called like that is because they push, these are terminals they're pushing around the dead person, keeping the grave where it is. Creates a memorial, any one of these things, which these are rabbinic law, Makanus and Makas Majas, we give them rabbinic lashes. Neshehem Avish Aldevarim, because these are the primary categories of rabbinic law regarding the laws of Mes, Kamesh Brandim Helchas Tumas Mes, like we explain the laws of the ritual impurity of a dead person in the second parak Lachayud Gimel to Tazayin. Now, if Nechnas Beis HaKavosh, but if it goes into a cemetery, look at the Torah, then he gets biblical lashes because he's leaning over a grave, and a grave is Metame Ba'il. Now, however, it is permitted for Kohen to make himself a tummy for these rabbinic tummies of going to Beis HaPras, where there was a grave plowed over there, and there's a concern maybe there's a bone the size of barley corn, or he's going out of Eretz Yisrael, Lidvar Mitzvah, but he's going for a mitzvah purpose. then it's permitted for him to go over there. But that's only bizman chain shem derech alehi, if that's the only path that he could take. For example, he's going to marry a woman, or to go learn Torah, those are obviously mitzvahs. And that's avabi shesham mishalem din be'eretz Yisrael. That's even though someone could teach him Torah in Eretz Yisrael. But a person does not merit to learn from just anybody. Sometimes you have to learn from a specific teacher, and he might be in chutz la'aretz. V'chein mitam v'tumme d'vrayim, so too one can make himself tummy regarding rabbinic tumma, which we mentioned in halacha yid gimel, l'chvayt habriyas, if it's for the honor of people. Ketzer, how so? Avol shahalach b'veis ha'pras, if there's a mourner who's going, and this is part of the procession of these of the burial, where he's going through a beis ha'pras, hakol holchen achar rab shamal achmai, so everyone goes after him over there to console him, even though it has rabbinic tumma. V'chein medalgen l'gabay ha'roin, so too one's allowed to skip over the graves of dead people, of the coffins of dead people, likras malchei Yisrael, if he's going towards to see the Jewish kings, and vafilu malchei gam, even if he's going to see the non-Jewish kings, and what would be the merit of seeing the non-Jewish kings? K'dei lahavchin b'nam l'bein malchei Yisrael, so that you'll be able to differentiate between the non-Jewish kings and the Jewish kings, k'sheyatz l'kevayim l'mkem, when the honor of the Jewish kings are going to come back to that place, speedily in our days when Mashiach is going to come, so you'll know how to be able to differentiate and say, wow, look at that, but look what that is. And in anything like this, when there's a real pressing need for a mitzvah, or for kavod habriyos, or for the kavod of malachim, one's allowed to go ahead and make himself with these rabbinic tuma. Another exemption for making himself tummy in the rabbinic tuma is ladin imagoyim, is to have a court case where the Gentile la'arim or to contest with them, where it's really money that he's owed, and he has to get there to contest it, because he's like saving his money from them, that would be an exemption that allowing himself to make himself tummy with rabbinic tumma. I think anything similar like that would have the same exemptions, where if there's certain requirements and certain needs, then one would be able to make himself tummy in the rabbinic tumma.